Frontier Fighters. Frontier Fighters, memorable moments from the lives of those who gave us our frontiers. One of the most intensely interesting and thrilling chapters in the annals of American history is that of Alaska, the land of the midnight sun. And to those men who gave to the United States that new land, we pay tribute in this episode. Our story opens in the year 1867. In a rather dimly lighted room in Sitka, a certain transaction is being brought to a close. In the room are several Russians and several Americans. The scratching of a pen is the only sound for a moment, and then...
There, gentlemen. The United States has purchased Alaska.
For $7,200,000. A heavy price?
Yes. But the deal is finished. There is no longer any need for us to stay here. Good day, gentlemen. We hope that your government will not regret the purchase.
So do I. Goodbye. Well, that's that. $7,200,000 for this. Snow and ice. I don't know what Seward was thinking of. What will the American people say when they learn of this?
The American people heard of the purchase of Alaska. With incredulous stares, they read their newspapers. And one day, in the lobby of Congress...
What sort of nonsense did Seward do now? Over $7 million for what?
I'll tell you for what. For a country of ice and snow. Why... Do you know that there are only 30,000 people up there, and two-thirds of them are Eskimos and other nations?
It's outrageous. I'm going to fight this thing.
No use fighting something that's already gone through, Congressman. It seems that the United States will have to put up with Seward's folly.
Seward's folly? Why, I believe you hit on the...
The news plunged the nation into wild speculation. A new El Dorado was spoken of. From all parts of the country came men, women, even children. Alaska was their goal. The words Seward's folly were forgotten in the mad scramble to get to this new land of fabulous wealth. On every corner could be heard words similar to these.
I'm going to Alaska. They say the gold's just floating down the river.
Tim and I are leaving this afternoon for Seattle. We've taken the boat from there to Alaska.
Sure, sure. Every bit of it's true. One miner took out $8,000 worth of gold in a half a day. Alaska's the place to go.
Seward's dream of settlers for Alaska came true. Each person who went dreamed of wealth, untold fortunes hidden in the bountiful earth of the new El Dorado. But before they got there, there were hardships. Hardships such as they never knew existed. And along the trail...
How much farther, Ed?
I don't know. But look up ahead.
I can't. The snow's blinding me. My feet are worn to ribbons. Why? What's up there?
The biggest killer of them all. Chilcoot Pass.
Chilcoot Pass. Remember what they said about it?
Yeah. Old Mother Nature sure got her gold protected up here. Well, we going on or stopping?
Look. Look. They're digging another grave over there. Some other poor devil's got his. Yeah, and it ain't gold.
Well, I ain't stopping here. I come this far and No pile of snow and ice is going to stop me from getting my stake and taking it easy for the rest of my life. Come on.
The Chilcoot Pass took a terrible toll of human lives. Daily, the long line of gold rushers became thinner. Those unable to stand the rigors and heartbreaking trials fell. But those unnamed heroes went on. Not all of them went for gold. Some sought a land where they could start anew. Some, noticing the abundance of fish, decided to give Alaska a new industry other than gold mining. Others did. Their courage will always be remembered. They fought desperados who sought to rule the territory by guns and killings. But law came to Alaska. The bad men of the Klondike were driven out or killed. The territory prospered, and then, just a few months before the year 1906, scenes such as this were taking place in the principal cities of Alaska.
Friends, in just a couple of weeks, we're going to be off to Washington, to the capital of the United States. We're going on an important mission, and I guess you know what it is. We're going down there to make them give us representation in Congress. It's about time that Alaska was recognized as part of the United States. It's about time we had something to say in the governmental affairs of this country. For we're Americans, citizens of the United States, every one of us. We may be away up here in the North Country, but we haven't forgotten the days of 96 when we made Alaska over into a territory to be proud of. When we made it a part of the United States.
And in the year 1906, Alaska's dream came true. She was given representation in Congress by a duly elected representative. In 1912, an act was passed giving Alaska limited territorial government. The first territorial legislature convened March 3, 1913, and the first law passed gave franchise to women voters. For $7 million and the faith of a few men, the United States bought
$107 million worth of valuable furs.
A fish industry whose value up to 1924 was $1,619,443.
And mineral resources totaling in value up to the year 1927, $586 million.
So for those $7,200,000, the United States had realized thus far a profit of $687,419,443. But more than that, we have on record the glorious faith, courage, and vision of those men and women of Alaska who were true frontier fighters.